Okay, I want to review. I hope you have these sheets, Aruch Chaim. I want to review just the Rosh HaPrakim. But I don't. Beyond reviewing, I gave it a lot of thought over Shabbos to try to bring this whole idea into a place where at least I can relate to it. I'm just with all of the education, I'm a very simple. Like if it doesn't work in my life, I don't know what it's for. So I'm just trying to bring it down to earth, or bring earth up to Shemayim, something that I can have something to do with. So what we learned is that unlike, or in addition to what we've been learning for months and months and months, which is the nefesh, ruach, neshama, so this is the makeup of a person, nefesh, ruach, neshama, mata, lamala. Lower than the nefesh is the guf. But what enlivens and animates the guf is the nefesh, which would include our personalities. And then there's the ruach, and then there's the neshama. And then we started learning, and this is our subject for the last Thursday and today, is even the higher place of chaya yechida. Nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya yechida. To which I read to you, Reb Tzadok, and if you look, almost all of the all of those that speak about it say that chaya yechida can't understand. So what are we doing? I'm not sure. But just was reading here. This Rav Leuchter, just happened to see this morning. Chaya Yechida, the Nefesh HaChaim calls, everybody calls Nishmasa l'Nishmasa. So he says, Zem Musad Kasha l'Havana. Hard to understand. I brought you, this is my second source that it's hard to understand. First source was the Rav Tzadok. Karei HaNeshama Ba'atzma Hi Bechina El Yoyna. Neshama is already a high thing. K'nizker Leil, Sher Aleph Perek Tezvav. That's the highest thing. Even though the neshama is considered the source of life, hamanigas ha'adam kulei, which controls our life, achyesh makar l'makar. There's a source to the source. So source to the source is hard to understand. Like, what's the real source? The source of everything everybody knows is Hashem. The question is, there is a pa'er between us and Hashem. And that gap is not within us necessarily, but it's something that we could hook it up to, which is called neshama l'neshama. Just like it gave 100 examples of mixed metaphors on Thursday, but just very simply, you know, you plug something into the wall, so the electricity, the generator, Niagara Falls, wherever it's coming from, it's not in me, you know, or it's not in my appliance, it's not in my washing machine or my light, but I am somehow attaching to that, and that's taking me to the makor. There seems to be what the Aruch Chaim is teaching us, and we're going to get to it more clearly, is like, what does this mean, attaching to the makor? What does it mean already to attach to my neshama? I think that's, at least we can understand intellectually, attaching to my neshama la neshama is essentially attaching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's happening here, and I just want to say these words, he tells us it's hard to understand, and it is hard to understand. Atzilus means etzlo, atzilus, Lashon etzel. It's not a modern Hebrew word, right? Etzloi is next. Atzilus means next to Hashem. So we're here, Hashem is there, and we can get so far that we're into the world of Malchus of Atzilus, whereas Atzilus starts to become real.
Is this the same difficulty as the problem of understanding Tzimtzum?
Yes. But you see, Tzimtzum has become a political issue. and this is not a political issue, meaning, and I'll explain what I mean as we go on. But it's the same thing. In other words, it's two sides of one cord, because the question is, what does that mean for us down here that we're connected to the Olam of Atzilus, and what does it mean up there that we're connected to the Olam of Atzilus? But what the Nefesh HaChaim and the Aruch Chaim tells us is, I'm going to review it paragraph by paragraph to tell you the Rosh HaPrakim, is the whole concept here is what we will call Hiskashrus. Hiskashrus is connecting these pieces.
Like Mimutza? As far as it talks about Mimutza between this and that.
For sure. But a mamutza indicates that there, for sure. But a mamutza indicates that there's got to be a connection between my goof and my nefesh. There isn't necessarily. I'll give you an example. Like the Gemara says that when a person dies, you know, they're on, what do they call it when they put a person on view, you know. So they're not alive. So they're a goof. But they're still hashras ha-nefesh for 3 days, the Gemara says. It's okay, whatever that means. But the nefesh, a nefesh can be, so goof can be independent of the nefesh, it's there. The nefesh could be independent of the ruach, and the ruach of the neshama, the neshama to the neshama to the neshama. It is possible that these things operate as independent things, but they don't last very long, like when you pluck an orange from the tree. You've just now limited its life. It has no longer connection to the tree and to the root and to the and to the whole system, underground system, which is keeping it alive. It's now independent. It'll last as long as it lasts. That's okay to do, by the way. You're allowed to do it. But what we need to understand is the whole idea of Meiser and Arlo and Truma, what all that is, because it's all about detaching something from its source and then bringing it up again. So in the Aruch Chaim, so the first paragraph, I'm not going to go over it again, he tells us what we know, that there are four Olamos. And let's just make it 100% clear. This should be, by the way, in the Space Medrash, this should be Aleph Beis. We should know Abia. Memorize it. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. It's very, very important. It comes up all the time. But Atzilus being the world, which, as I said a moment ago, is Eitzel Hashem. And in the world of Atzilus, it's not Hashem. Atzilus is not Hashem. Atzilus is the worlds that Hashem created. So think of it as Hashem created a world. First, he created it as like the thought of Hashem, and then Bria started to take shape. You'd see or more shape, I see, into the world that we're living in. But it's all Hiskashu, so it's all connected. So the first thing we need to know is that there are Arba Olamos. Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. And Bria, the Chazal say, is the Olam HaNeshamos. Two things we know about Bria. One is that that's where all the Shabbos are created, not in Atzilus. No matter how high you are, they're created in Bria. That's where Hashem started creating the Shabbos. Also, the Kisei HaKavod is in the Olam of Bria. So you have Atzilus, Bria. Yitzira is where things start to take shape, physical shape. So if you look in Bracious, you'll see all the different Lashonis. Bracious, where it talks about Adam and Chava, says Vayivras Adam, Vayitzaras Adam. These are different aspects because Adam and Chava started off as one. As you break apart, you become a Yitzira until you become as Vayas Hashem as Adam. All three Lashonis are in there. Or the pasuk that he brings is in Yeshayahu, Kol hanikra b'shmi ulechvodi barasiv yitzartiv af asisiv. Af asisiv. You have the four things. And this he tells us is, and this becomes important, this is not just esoteric information, he tells us that this the four worlds are represented by the Shem Hashem Yudke Vavke. So it's Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. I don't have a blackboard here, so just keep it in your very good minds. You have Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. This, by the way, the Gemara says, because the Gemara says, Ki b'kah Hashem, ki b'yah Hashem, tzur olamim. The Gemara says that Hashem created olamim, at least two worlds, maybe 50, with the Yud and the Hey. That's the first Yud and the last Hey. Ki b'yah, and whenever we say Yah, usually we're referring to the first Yud. This is the integration of the worlds. And the Gemara expounds upon this. The Gemara darshans this, the Tanoim. They say, why was this world created with a hay? So the Gemara says, Ki oilo doima lachsadra, because the world was like a hay. Think of the world as a hay. A hay is a big open space, and it's very, the Gemara says this drasha, that it's very easy to fall out. It's got no bottom. And that's what the world is. It's very easy to fall out. What we're meant to be doing, just imagine yourself climbing up to the sides of that hay. And it's very slippery, and it's very easy to fall out, which is such the case with Olam Hazeh. What does it mean to fall out? It means that you no longer are attached. You see yourself as an independent to the whole hiskashrus of what's going on with me, my whole existence. I just become like an independent thing. It's very easy to do that. You fall out. But the Gemara says you can always do tshuva. And tshuva is getting. And what you can do is climb up the side and go through that little Pesach of the. Would have worked for the first part of the Mashal, but then when you're out, you're out. Sorry, you're out. It's like becomes like Sfiras Omer, you know. You're out, you're out. But no, you can climb back in. So then the Gemara says, V'yachzer behind the Nafal, why don't you just climb back up the same way you got back in? Sounds also a metaphor, but it's so MS. You know, the Gemara says, E.F. Shirlo, you're never going to be able to get back in the same way. If you fall out, you got to try a new angle. You got to try something different. Otherwise, you know, it's a... I always mention this because I always find it daily, like, you know, people that make mistakes, they tend to make the same mistakes over and over and over again. It's a pella, you know. You see people get married, get divorced, get married, get divorced, get married, get divorced, you know. So each time, they're marrying the wrong person. like you need some therapy in between or some cheshbonah nefesh or something. It's true in business, it's true in people, it's true in everything, all relationships, you know, like, so you need a new angle. Like when something doesn't work for you, whether it's in Ruchnius or Gashmius, like my suggestion is try climbing up the outside of the hay and getting it through the little part. Don't keep on doing the same thing.
Why does it say why you see Afshar?
Because the same thing that you felt, yeah.
The Gemara doesn't spell it out.
No, the Gemara doesn't spell it out. The Talmud Devarah does in Perek Gimel. Perek Aleph, Mita Gimel. The Talmud Devarah explains what's the deal with that. So that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. And the Yud, by the way, I mean, we always talk about the hay, but the Shemayim is made with the Yud. Yud, Kei, Vav, Hey. So what, the Yud is the one ois, which is pshuta, yeah? It's like a solid, ois. There's no place to go. It's just solid. This was the world before it was created, if you will, was just one solid piece. Do you notice that,
Midahei in Talmud Devarah.
Midahei, thank you. I got to be careful. What did I say, Gibble? Thank you. Thank you very much. And it should be easy to remember also. You know, it's always, I know we're out of season here, but when you're doing tshuva, you know, there's this idea that you're, if you do tshuva mi'ava, so zedonos nasa kischuyos, your aver becomes a mitzvah, which is like, it sounds like so much fun, but I mean, but what's up with that? Like a person does an aver, you kill somebody, you know, or something like that. How did it become a mitzvah exactly? So, and the answer is I don't know, but what is true is that if you, somewhere up there, there's no good and bad. Before Hashem created the world, there was no tov v'ra. There was just Hashem. And if one can climb up to the place where there's no tov v'ra, so then there's no difference between Atzilus is right, and the beginning of Bria. So you see everything, there's the Malchus of Atzilus and the Atzilus of Bria. But in that, if you can, and that's how far, listen to the words of the Gemara. Gedoyla Gemara Yuma. I'm not going to say what daf, but I think it. Gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovod. Gemara Yuma. Gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovod. What world is the kisei hakovod in?
Atzilus.
No. Bria. Top of Bria. Gedola tshuva shemagas ad kisei hakovod. So these are not just words or math. This is like, it's gevaldic. Like, you can do tshuva if you try a different angle. You can go back to a place where there is no good or bad. There's no judgment of good or bad. That's only in the world of Pirud, the world that we're in. There's good, there's bad. So even if, now, it doesn't mean that if you don't go to jail, you're not chayav visa. It just means that from the neshama point of view, there is a possibility of where it's kulay toif or kulay echad. And that's, by the way, the kavana of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Just, you know, I mentioned on Friday night, if anybody was here, I mentioned on Friday night that in the stones of the Kohen Gadol, so he had the Shemos, the Chumash says he has the Shemos of the Bnei Yisrael, half on his right and half on his left. So Rashi goes through the trouble of telling us which names were on the right and which names were on the left. And he tells us, this was interesting because Rashi says he doesn't see it. It's up on his shoulders. You can't see something on your shoulders. And Rashi says Hashem sees that. That's the symbolism of it, is that Hashem sees it. But he keeps half the Shvatim, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda on one side, and the other Shvatim on the other. Vahanoisarim are on the other side. So Rashi tells us that you should know that altogether there are 50 letters. In Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, if you count all the Shvatim, there are 50 letters. And he put 25 on one side and 25 on the other side. And I was trying to work out, like, why is this? Okay, I mean, we know how to do math, right? So Shema is 25. That's the answer. Good, good. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is 25. So the idea is Yachad, 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 Shiftei Yisrael. That's the concept of the 25. The 25 and 25. Rashi is madgish this, and he also tells us that Hashem sees it. And my nekuda was that, you know, if I may repeat, it says that the Kohen should wear these stones lifnei Hashem, which he doesn't, because lifnei Hashem is where the Aron is in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And he doesn't. He only wears Arba Begadim and lifnei Hashem. So what I pointed out on Shabbos morning is that there's two lifnei Hashems. There's lifnei Hashem in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there's lifnei Hashem on what I'm shouldering. What's on my shoulders is also lifnei Hashem. And this is really important. I'm repeating it again because I want to say b'yeser omek, that the responsibility I take upon myself is my yisarusa de lasata. Whereas, yes, there's a lifnei Hashem where the Shechina comes down to the Aron Kodesh. That's beautiful. But that's who could even be masig it. But then what about me? Like, nobody goes in there, just a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and he doesn't even wear this. But there's another lifnei Hashem, which is, what am I doing in this world? Which is really what we're talking about. Shouldering. Here's a new thing in Judaism. I just made it up. Shouldering. Like, what are we shouldering? It's not just doing mitzvahs or even doing chesed for another person. Ability that we're taking, and the Kohen for all of the Shiftei Yisrael, his shoulder. My shoulders is lifnei Hashem. It's not a that's not a small thing. Okay, then in the second paragraph, the Or HaChaim tells us that there are five parts, which he really calls four parts: nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. And again, tells us in the second paragraph that we don't really get it.
Chaya, yechida is one or two.
So he calls it one, and in the Chassidish Svarim, they everybody agrees there's chaya, yechida. And I have no idea what the nafkamina is, but in the Or HaChaim, and in many, in the Zohar even, it's one thing, chaya yechida, like Moshe Aaron, like Zvi Hirsch. It's one thing.
The Bible calls it nefesh yechida.
What?
Nefesh yechida.
Also, the Tanya calls it like three different things, in Perek Beis, in Perek Chav Zayin. But it's two things. In any case, for our purposes, whether it's two the parts of one or it's one, it doesn't make any difference. So it's chaya yechida. So I just want to make this point before we go to the third paragraph, that as much as we don't understand it, we can understand. Like, we don't have to get carried away with what we don't understand. Let's try to figure out what we can understand. Yechida has to do meaning that when all are coming from Shemayim is going in. So what's interesting to us is where that or starts going into. Yechida means simply, that's a word, meaning every single breed of Jews have a yechidiyut, have something, it's very special. You'll put light on different surfaces, it'll look differently on different every surface you put it on. You'll put electricity through different devices, and electricity will operate different depending on the resistance and the purpose of that appliance. All the genius of electrical items is what can we do with the chashmal that's coming through, which is interesting, which is named after Bialik, named chashmal after the chashmal, which the Gedolim got very, very upset about. But anyways, it's good they did that, I think, because it gives us a muscle to understand the chashmal. Chashmal is malach, but what we're talking about is how what the chashmal comes into every yachid, it's looking different. So I'm not just giving like a little chizuk here. Like, this is a fact. The minute that we feel that my tachlis is your tachlis is my tachlis, or we're supposed to be the same on a very, very deep level, so we missed the whole point. We really missed the whole point. Now, it doesn't mean we have to be a bunch of mishiganas, every two different than everybody else. In Lamaisa, we're the same. We're keeping halacha. But it's just so important to understand that most of the reason why, I want to say two things. Most of the reason why the world doesn't have the great people that it should have is because people are doing what everybody else is doing instead of focusing into their yechida. How could you become great? How could you become great if you're doing what everybody else is doing, even if they're doing good? Is that very radical?
The two letters in the Torah are touching.
Oh, there you go. Mamash has to have be mukav gevil. So like, you know, so you have to be mukav gevil on your neshama. I once had the chutzpah to say to Rabbi Yashav, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and all the shtuyot that teenager yeshiva bachurim are obsessed with, like, you know, just derech. But I had the chutzpah to say to Rabbi Yashav that you can learn in yeshiva for halacha the way Rabbi Yashav learned halacha. Program, which you're not. That when you break away from the program, the whole world's coming to you. The whole world's coming to you. And this is the same with every Pesach, and the same with every Mekubal, and the same with everybody who's raised himself above the masses because he's his Yechida. That's what it is. It's Chaya Yechida. I have a special thing that I need to do. Now, it doesn't mean everybody has to do it. Then you're just a cultist or something. How did he respond? Says behave. I actually was not too many times. I was at
Rabbi Yashav.
What was my lesson or his lesson?
His lesson.
Why? How did he say to behave?
Yeah.
Zayt normal.
Chazon
Ish is different.
Chazon Ish.
Every gadol, there's no such thing as it's one of the ironies of Judaism. There's no such thing as a gadol that went on the path. Every gadol is off the derech. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a gadol. But that's okay. But then everybody goes to that gadol. Like, everybody goes to him. Let's say you want to learn Bekiyas all day, you know, instead of learning Iyun. So, Hakol Tzrichin Lamar Dechita, the Gemara. Everybody's going to come to you. Let's say you're a big Agadata guy and you like to say drushes. That's not yeshivish. But everybody's coming. Not to say that the yeshivish thing is bad, Chas v'Shalom. You can't do anything without that. But like, from that you side, then you have that's nefesh. That's not fish. Now you have to climb. So, okay, so comes to, which brings us to our third paragraph here. Hine Adon Hashem Asokes Asa Hiskashrus Kol Haylamis Ruchani. Hiskashrus means we're lining up and connecting these things, because you might think that nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida is not connected, but really, when you think about it, it's silly, isn't it? I mean, isn't it silly to think that I have a yechidiyut in the world of yechida, and it doesn't manifest itself in nefesh? So what's it for? My ideas of, if I'm not thinking differently and acting differently and deciding differently, so what's the point of having a yechidah if it's not connected to my nefesh? Yet, I would say even the majority of people are disconnected. The majority of people are, if your whole life I mean, just to give a grub a mushel, if your whole life is about your house, your car, your this, your food, your vacation, like those are good things. I like them. But if your whole life stops there, so then you're disconnected to a whole bigger world. So it's not as hard to find somebody who's disconnected. Like, you know, I said this on Thursday, like people in America, people say, like, you are what you drive. I just saw this advertisement when I was in here. You are what you drive. That's like Gavaldic, you know? Yeah, if you don't know what you are, if you have like an identity crisis, you go into your garage and you take a look. Oh, I'm a Chevette.
Who says that? The
television, television commercials.
Right, right, exactly.
Yeah. No, I'm not the Gedolemans. Right. You are what you drive, like a Gavel. But I was just...
Not what you eat.
Also, that's an old story, but it's the point. The point is, you are, I mean, the existential. We are what our yechida is, because that's shining into every person different. And you are what you do with that. Like, so if you could be miskasher all the way to yechida, if we got to put this in a very practical sense. And I pointed out, and Yitzhak agreed with me, or somebody agreed with me, I think, that that really, like, the of all the beginning, maybe the end, is to be disconnected from reality. So, like, it depends. You know, the people that are disconnected from reality, so either they're depressed because, you know, some sort of depression because they're not connected to who they really are, or they're disconnected from reality and they're somebody very, very great, so they become a Mashiach. You know, like it could work both ways. So I know a lot of people think they're Mashiach. I mean, like everybody who decides they're Mashiach, they come talk to me. I have this mazel. They, it's nice because they also think I'm Eliyahu Navi, you know. So, you know, like, what's the problem? Let's do this. Let's do it. But, you know, like, so, no, what I'm saying is that it's, you can go two ways with this, because if you're disconnected, so you have, you know, choylei hanefesh of people that can walk into a theater and shoot everybody. There's a disconnect there. I mean, they're not, you know, there's a disconnect to the reality of life which is around them. So you can disconnect and be not connected to this world, or you can be only in this world and disconnected from the worlds on top of you. And both are efshari, but they're both very, very sad, because what's supposed to happen is we should be spiritual beings. What's beautiful here is what he says here. What's this one sentence? Oh, at the end of the page one, Vizu. Bria sa adam, tein lechacham ve yechacham. Right, zuhi tachlis. Everybody wants to know, why was I created? Here's the answer. Zuhi. It's a before shor chaim. Zuhi bas bria sa adam. The whole reason we were created was to take what's up there, yechida, chaya, neshama, ruach, nefesh, and bring it down here. That's the whole point. So if we can figure done it, and if we don't figure out how to do it, then we're missing our tachlis. I want to pause and say something very, very practical, and I want to explain. I think that do you know, like, I just want to give a mushel. So I'm not a therapist. I'm not just saying I'm not a therapist. Like, I'm really not a therapist. Like, the older I get, the more I realize I'm not a therapist. Yet people come to talk to me, like, every single day about things that need therapists. And I send them to a therapist. So it's like a funny kind of thing. I should just be sitting and getting commissions. I shouldn't really get, like, I don't really do anything. I'm not serious. But here's the thing that... and I'm serious about that. Like, but I think what I have, or probably everybody has, but what I use is the koach to try to see the ebbes. Just looks at the ebbes, and from the ebbes, like, we could work, you know. But most people that come to talk, even good people, healthy people, they really don't have an ebbes. I just give you an example, like a person would say, you know, just as an example, if a person would say, like, you know, I just have no friends, you know, and I think to myself, really? Like, really, you have no friends? I mean, you don't have any friends? Well, I have one friend, maybe two. Actually, a few. Well, how do you define friend? Well, actually, I have a lot of friends. Like, maybe their expectation is off, but, you know, people have a reality which is completely wrong. If I leave this job, I'm going to be homeless. You think so? And I just, you know, I mean, how many people are homeless? I'm not saying that people aren't homeless. There are people that are homeless, but usually something wrong with them if they're homeless. But you know, if you leave this job, you're going to be homeless. People build a reality in their life which is not necessarily true. So, you know, like I think now I'm not a therapist, as I just said four times, that can take a person out of their depression. But it just seems to me that like a good place to start is MS. Now there's a problem. There's a dichotomy here between your reality and real reality. So now let's figure out how to you know who's going to take care of that.
Ain't tochacha.
Hmm?
Ain't tochacha, which means people can't accept reality.
But they can know.
The whole chachma of,
you know, it's very interesting that, it's interesting to say that because I think to myself, might be a little bit of apokarsis, but I think to myself, the Gemara says, I think Rabbi Tarfon said, that nobody knows how to give teichach, is there, nobody knows how to give teichach any longer. Mm-hmm. So the mitzvah is not there, hecheich, teichach. And they argued with them, it says, it's not that nobody knows how to give it, nobody knows how to take it. So, but by the way, I think that since therapy came into this world, I think that's changed. I actually think that it's changed. I think there is an inyan of a knowledge of how to give teichacha. But the first step in any program is the acknowledgement of the emes. So that's how I see my job. Like, you know, and I'm brutal, you know, just brutal. By the way, I have no ability to do this for myself. I just, right, but I if you listen carefully, you know, you can try to empathize, but you could just see that it's just simply not true. People think they're beautiful when they're ugly. They think they're ugly when they're beautiful. They think they're smart when they're stupid. That's common. your reality, though, could. It was important to note here is that the reality could go in two ways. The lack of reality could go in two ways. One reality, that the most common thing, which doesn't go right, is a person thinks that everything is bad around them, but it's really not so bad. So you have to be sameach b'chalko. But there's another issue where people think that everything is like good around them, but it's really not so good. Like meaning. Like you have a person who can say, I have no tachlis in this world. That's very depressing. I have no tachlis in this world. Well, you're detached from reality. Of course you have a tachlis in this world. But there's other people that say, I can save the world. And they really can't. So that's also not reality. So what's the just so
same thing.
Same thing, but it's a different
it's
matter.
Same thing, though. What's underlying it is a feeling of powerlessness. And the whole at the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim is that you have tremendous power.
Oh, he's kashrus. He's kashrus is what I'm saying. And it goes back to, so what's the right way? Rabbi Yosha, quote from Rabbi Yosha, Zayt Normal. Zayt Normal, that's all. Just be normal.
If you think
somebody sent me yesterday a video. Mm-hmm. I will share this, one of those one-minute videos again on WhatsApp. I don't remember who sent it to me, but somebody was asking Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita. Somebody was sitting next to him, a bacher. He was talking to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And I don't know why. Rav Chaim Kanievsky is probably one of the smartest men in the world. And he knows all, he's the Sar HaTorah. He knows everything in Torah. And his mind works very, very quickly. So I don't know why, whenever they have a video of somebody talking to him, they're screaming in his ear and talking very slowly as if he's like mentally retarded. In the Gemara state, why are they doing that? He hears well, he thinks well. I don't know why they do this. It's like a funny thing. You watch the videos, you'll see that's what they do. Erzacht. But anyways, but somebody said that the Gemara says that if you want to do a shidduch, this bacher was asking, so tivdaik ba'achia, you should check the brothers to see how the brothers are, and then you'll know something about this girl by checking the brothers. So he said to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this fellow said, it's on video, he says, what are you supposed to check about the brothers? Like, what should you check about them? Like, you know, So he says, check to see if they're normal. So that's what he said. So you saw the video? So that he has one brother who's normal and one brother who's not normal. So what do you do now? So he says, well, you marry half of her. That's exactly what he said. Okay. Why this was Zoicha to YouTube, I'm not sure. Marry half of it. And he chuckled and he looked back at his Gemara and the person walked away, right? This was a. But here's what I want to say. I want to say something here, which is a chiddush, before we go to the last paragraph. If we get to the last paragraph, there's a trick to hiskashrus, I believe. And once I thought of this, I saw it in every sefer. And the trick to hiskashrus, remember what we're trying to do here. We're trying to attach our life, our guf to our nefesh to our ruach to our neshama even to chaya and to yechida. And there's a trick here, which is tachlis kol ha'adam, which is our entire purpose. How can you do it? Another, or let me ask it in my way. How can you be part of a real reality? Real reality is when you're attached all the way up. And I believe that the answer is, not obvious answer, but the answer is gratitude. Because if I have to express gratitude, it forces me into a place of reality. Meaning, I mean, you could just express gratitude and not mean it, but I'm talking about meaning it. So, for instance, if I say that nobody ever helps me, and then if you're forced to give gratitude and you think into your life, you'll see all kinds of people helped you and continue. Your parents didn't help you, your grandparents didn't help, your teachers didn't help you. There's a check-in with reality. It's an amazing exercise. I'm not such a big ba-musser, but I just want to give a little bit of musser. It's an amazing exercise in reality to have to force yourself to come up with somebody to thank every single day. And even if that person is not perfect, by the way, there's still what to thank them for. They're still there, right? You know, like some people feel like their husband or their wife is not perfect, but they're still, hakar satoy, but you know, but it gets you all the way to moda anila fonecha melechai v'kayam shechzarto b'nishmasi b'chem l'rabba munasach. You open your eyes, you say thank you. This is not just like thank you. It's thank you is I am now aligning my goof. I open my eyes and on the first words out of my mouth, I didn't wash neglevasser yet. The first words out of my mouth is moda, moda, moda. What does moda mean? What does toda mean? Toda. So da means I admit. It doesn't mean thank you. I don't know what thank you means, but it means toda. I'm moida. Be even moida b'miksus. But be moida that my life is that I have a purpose. Shechazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla. You gave me a neshama. You returned to me my neshama. I must have some kind of a tachlis. I must have some kind of tachlis, otherwise what did I wake up in the morning for? Forget about why I was created. Okay, but I already messed that up yesterday. What am I being created again today? And by the way, not everybody wakes up in the morning, so it's a good thing to say. Moda ani lefanecha, melechai b'kayom, shechazarta bi nishmasi b'chemla, rabba emunasecha, like emunasecha, how great is your emuna in me? Rabba emuna secha, how great is your emuna in me? This, before you even have a cup of coffee, creates such a hiskashrus between the nefesh and the yechida. Do you understand? Are you with me on this? Do you see this? Like it's just I'm not. It sounds so trite because it's such a thank you. But it would be such a fantastic avoda if. You know, I've mentioned this before, like something that I was makabel for my Rebbe, which I think is just so clear and so simple, is, just before I start davening in the morning, he taught me to do this, Rav Scheinberg, before you say brachas even, just to stop and to think about three fantastic things that happened to me yesterday. And you can't repeat yourself from day to day, like, oh, I'm alive, I'm vision, because that becomes like nothing. But three things. Now you wake up in the morning, and as far as you're concerned, nothing good happened to me yesterday, unless you like you happened to win the lottery or something, like nothing happened. But it's not true. It's not true every single day. Sometimes, like I do this. You have to rack your brains to figure out what was something great about yesterday. It could have been a conversation, just a moment of inspiration. It could have been, you made some money. It could have, whatever. But there's you met somebody new, but that's inspiring to me. I helped somebody else. There's a million. I'm not going to give you all those. The whole list, but it's just an amazing thing, and don't repeat yourself until like 6 months.
There's research that said that they take clinical depressed people, they write down 5 positive things a day. It's equivalent to taking antidepressants.
Wow, everybody hear that? He's saying the fine. Okay, Marcia Chivanti, by writing down 5 positive things that are going on in your life, it's equivalent to taking antidepressants. Probably better, but the whole what is it? It's doing it's connecting synapses like antidepressants do. But the idea is you've brought the yechida straight down to the nefesh. That's what it is. Moida anila fanecha, moidim anachnu lach. It's all bringing all of those things. Atoiv shimcha ulecha noel lohaydai. Such an important part of the davening. Yeah. Rav Scheinberg told me that he tries to have more kavana in that bracha than he does in Shema Koleinu. Not that he doesn't have kavana in Shema Koleinu, but he tries whatever kavana he has. As he told me, whatever kavana he has in Shema Koleinu, he tries to have more machshava going into Toiv Lahoydos and to Moedim Manach Nulach, because it's more. It's the hiskashrus. That's what I'm saying, not him. But the Hiskashrus is more, of course, Shema Koleinu tells you what you need, but Toiv Lahoydos tells you what you have. And it takes you up and up and up. So, okay, we have to stop here because of time, but I just want to finish this on Thursday and go back into the Nefesh HaChaim and speak about this. I just want to give the first sentence, and that is that the Gemara says, just something to think about. The Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hei says that a person... where it says that says Stirim Sukim. One pasuk it says La Hashem Haaretz Umloya, Hashem is everywhere. Another pasuk it says Haaretz Nosan Livnei Adam. So the Gemara says Kan Koinam Abracha, Kan Acher Abracha. And I think that with our learning, this Gemara has a whole new meaning. It takes on something completely, because the bracha becomes the hiskasher. So it's very, very important, because this is a way. Not just brachas in the morning, but every time, Meya brachas, b'chol yom, is 100 levels of hiskashrus, or 100 types of hiskashrus, that a person is being makasher, the gashmias of this world, to the highest level of ruchnias, and that's really the last two paragraphs of if you look at the first line, oynamru chazal, ki ha'asaga ba'ala zu, the more you are being ma'ala this, tesoive v'kazes, shi'ishlach adam yada, Yadai v'yehele adam ha'isa b'shalai. This is what hana is all about. Hana. So there's a halacha of birchas ha'lehenin, of making a bracha. That's what I want to be by.